Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Something that doesn't always take us higher and often brings us right down, crashing down, is Eskom and the fact that they're just not supplying the energy that they need to be supplying to us. Joining me right now is Roger Lilly, and we're going to be talking about whether Eskom is actually salvageable. I mean, I see that what I'm supposed to ask you about, Roger, is whether Eskom is still a sustainable electricity supplier. I think that past behavior has shown us that it's not. Good morning,
Kathy. Thank you for inviting me to your show.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much. Do you think that it's salvageable?
Well, it's not salvageable in its current form. That's a well-known fact. Hence the restructuring that's going on there at the moment, with separating the entity into three separate divisions, three separate businesses effectively, which are then much easier to manage and don't become competitors of one another. Because what we've got at the moment is a situation where the same company which generates electricity also distributes electricity. So if you come along as an independent power producer and you want to sell your electricity to the distributor of electricity, you are in fact competing with someone who's already manufacturing electricity. Do you understand?
Yes.
So the separation of that then makes this whole structure much easier. But the reality is that the private sector are obviously going to play a much, much larger role in our provision of electricity in this country in the years to come. We've seen the start of it already. But, I mean, you know, these old power stations that Eskom have are just so unreliable. Almost every week we're hearing of units that are failing in power stations. Sometimes it introduces load shedding. Many times it doesn't. Yet there are still these problems that keep occurring. So there are these concerns. And until such time as new generation plant comes online, which is not just more modern and more efficient, but cleaner and less expensive to run and maintain, we unfortunately are going to be saddled with this problem.
What do you think the timeline is between making that transition from old dirty technology to possibly, you know, privatizing energy generation and using new technology? Solar farms, wind farms. How long do you think it's going to be before we can actually make that full transition?
The full transition, in terms
decades.
Of the government plan,
yeah.
is 2050.
Yeah.
By 2030, we will be a long way along that road if things progress as they should, and that depends very much on the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy, because they are the ones that call for the next bidding round of the Independent Power Producer Program. And they have just done so very recently. Bid window 6 is now open, and so by October we should know who's going to be bidding for that and possibly who's been approved. And then that takes about 2 years to start producing electricity, because the equipment has to be imported or built and assembled, and ground has to be found and all the rest of it. So that takes roughly 2 years. But the nice thing about the independent power producing program is that so far every project has been both on time and on budget.
We
have not seen load shedding implemented because a solar farm failed or because a wind farm failed. However, these are weather dependent, and so the solar plant doesn't always give its full output of power, because if it's a cloudy day, as we've been having recently, or raining, then of course the output is lower. But often that's offset then by the wind, because wind picks up and that generates electricity. So there's a good combination.
That sounds fantastic.
We need to develop this system far more quickly and far more actively, I think. Unfortunately, the department seems to be a little bit stuck in history, concerned about the miners, concerned about the fact that we've got all this coal in the ground and we've got to take it out and burn it to make electricity. And I think they fail to see what South Africa needs today and going forward to the next 20 or 30 years is clean energy and cost-effective energy. It's not just the cost of generating it, but the maintenance behind it. Maintenance on wind and maintenance on solar is so inexpensive, and that often gets forgotten about. It doesn't get discussed.
Yeah, and let's face it, it's not maintaining that got us to this point with Eskom. Roger, that is unfortunately where we leave it. You are a delight to speak to because you just have this wealth of knowledge. And thank you very, very much for your time this morning. That's Roger Lilly, Energy Analyst.